Welcome everyone to episode 70 of 1 hour, one decision, 1H1D. I am Chris.
And I am Tom.
And we take 60 minutes and play a random game, either by the Game Pass button, surprise me button, or from listener requests on Xbox Game Pass. And we decide, do we really want to kill it with fire?
Yes. Yes, we do.
All of it. Kill it all.
It doesn't matter what it is, Chris.
Yeah. It's true.
Fire is the cleansing element.
Some water people would say otherwise, but that's besides the point.
They're wrong.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Kill It With Fire by Casey. I apologize if I say the last name wrong. Donnellan. Is that right? Donnellan Games. That sounds right. This game came out back in August of 2020. And as usual, I play this on the PC. And I am surprised. This is one where Casey did a good job. 927.48 megabytes on the PC. Tom, what about you?
You save 30 megabytes when you play it on the Xbox. 895.1 megabytes on the Xbox One. Happy to see it.
Happy to see it. Well done, Casey. You've shown even those big developers how to do things properly on the Xbox. So, that's what we got here right now, don't we?
What? Yes. And what type of game is this, Chris?
Well, Tom, it's a survival horror game.
What?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. It is actually a first-person puzzle, I want to say, quote-unquote, shooter game. Because I will say, though, survival horror, because if anyone is afraid of spiders, this is probably not the game for them.
Yeah, I think that would be a pretty miserable experience for someone who's with arachnophobia.
Speaking of, what is the game loop?
Well, hold on. I said it was a first-person action puzzle game.
You're right. I'm sorry, Tom. You're right. I totally just skipped over your answer. But yes, it is. Absolutely, it's an action puzzle game. And but it's still very horrifying for...
Sure.
I was just thinking in the back of my mind, my wife would never play this game because she would freak out incessantly with it. Now let's go back to the actual thing. What is the game loop here?
I have investigate an area, look for spiders, and kill them with various tools and methods.
That is very, very descriptive and very good. I just put complete objectives and get more of them by killing spiders.
Also accurate.
Just trying to keep it simple here, you know? But speaking of simple... And speaking of this game,
yes.
What do we like about this game?
Well, I will start by saying that it is one of those games that has a simple art style, which means that even in a few years, it'll still look good. You know, it's going for an aesthetic and it lands there. So
yeah,
kudos to them. And listen, when you're making an indie game, this is what you should do, because you're never going to make an indie game look like, you know, top tier AAA game. And if you do, it's going to look terrible next year. So,
I mean, yeah, a lot of people try that route. And yeah, like you said, it can fall flat in a couple of years and stuff like that. But, you know, it's still like, I appreciate the effort when they do try that, because, you know, there's always a way to do many things. But yeah, I'm with you. The art style definitely lends itself to be a great, great game that'll last forever in that kind of art style. Speaking of art style, though, I thought the audio was very good in this game. Not just the music. The music was kind of like, it gave me the feeling of a spy, like almost like a spy thriller, kind of whatever. Campy spy thriller. But the other thing is that the sound where the spiders are crawling around and the music has that, like, the violin kind of creepy noises. Ugh, it got me.
It's very good at inspiring dread.
Yeah.
There's the chittering of the creatures, and there's the music that's got, you know, like you said, it just hits those notes where it's like getting real tense.
Yep.
And I think what that leads to for me, I put the experience is very absorbing. Like the the music draws you in, but then the objectives are relatively simple and the progress feels good. So it's easy to make progress and you're like, aha, you know, I've gotten half the spiders or I've got enough that I can now unlock this room. And you feel like you're constantly making progress towards finishing the level. And it leads to a very absorbing experience.
It's true. And piggybacking off of that, each mission or each level, I feel like there's a story that they're telling about that particular house.
Ooh.
You know, like, because there's that one house where there's like a padlock on the closet. And it's like, and then there's a secret room. So it's like, who are these people that are living here? Like, what kind of psychos are in this house? You know, they did a pretty good job of doing a little bit of storytelling per each level. And you know, I have to also say there's a ridiculous amount of weaponry at your fingertips. Like as you progress through the game, it was insane. You first start off with just your clipboard. Mm-hmm. And by the end of my playthrough, I had gotten a shotgun.
Yes.
So, and of course, harping back to the name, you get to end up using a hairspray bottle with a lighter. And you can kill things with the fire. Because I'll tell you what, killing things with a clipboard can be pretty difficult.
You know, we'll get there in a couple of minutes when we get to the dislikes, because some of these items, I don't know about them, but there were a lot of objects, right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was really cool. Like there's lots of things in the environment to interact with. Mm-hmm. It gives you a lot of, you know, bonus objectives, new weapons, new tools. The game is constantly rewarding you for exploring and completing the objectives. And that felt real good to me. It was a little tricky to kill insects with the clipboard, but I've got thoughts on that. We'll get to that in the dislikes.
Okay.
do you have anything else that you want to point out that you liked?
Really, really, the only other thing was I liked the amount of interaction that you had with the environment. And I liked the fact that you, like, unlike Fallout 76 or something like that, you don't have to, like, start to fill your backpack or whatever it is with just random crap in your inventory. So, but like you can fling things around and you can make a total mess of this person's house, like completely destroy it. And there's no consequence of it. That's always great.
As long as you kill all the spiders, that was your objective. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. And to be fair, like I thought it was actually kind of cool that you had to like sometimes pick up an object and rotate it, try to find the spider, and then you like just drop it. And it was like, what the hell is this? But it was interesting for sure. This game, but you know, let's talk about what we didn't like about this game, though.
Okay, so to me, despite all these tools, the most effective spider killer is basic meleeing it with the clipboard.
True. 100%. Although, did you get the frying pan?
Yes. That note predates me getting the frying pan.
Okay.
Because
yes, the frying pan was infinitely better.
The frying pan is a metal clipboard. That's what it is. It's clipboard plus one. It's a plus one 100%. Clipboard.
But it worked so good. And it felt good. It sounded good too, right?
When
you
made that
thung, you know, it was good. But we're playing a first-person game, Tom.
Uh-huh. I know where you're
and
going.
There's no feet. There's no feet. There's no feet. I don't get it.
Where are the feet?
And how is there not a stomping mechanic?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're walking around, just stomp on the thing. Be done with it.
Yeah. It would kind of make more sense for the melee to be a stomp.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like you can't do it. People have done it.
Especially if they're on the ground. Like,
I'm not kicking
the doors and kicking the walls and things.
I'm not saying, although that would be pretty amazing. Like, if you were able to do like a flying kick into a spider, that would be amazing. Casey, get on that with the sequel to this game, please.
Yeah.
Have jump kicks in the game. That would be awesome. But also, yeah, I was confused at the beginning of the game with how you were unlocking stuff. I mean, I know there were numbers and stuff like that, but I thought it was like, am I completing objectives and that unlocks things, or is it? And then like, I guess I realized after it was like the number of spiders that you killed. I thought I killed the right amount, and then that wasn't the case. Because like then I realized that, especially like the black spiders with the clipboard, you had to hit them not once but twice to actually end their lives.
Always double tap.
Oh. Always, well, not with the little ones though. That's definitely a confirmed kill.
Still hit him just a couple saying. More times just to make sure.
That's very true. Anything else you want to bring up about what you didn't like?
So I touched on this before. Killing a spider with a gun is impossible. I believe in my heart of hearts that this was intentionally absurd. I think the game creator was like, yeah. I mean, we'll put a gun in, but it's going to be total garbage. Like, how are you going to kill a spider with a gun?
I mean, I did it. I did it a couple of times.
Did you? I did not. Not a once. I shot.
Not even with the shotgun?
Well, with the shotgun, sure. But that's cheating, you know?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, pistol, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, I could.
The fire mechanic was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved the fire because I just needed to get some fire on the spider or near the spider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find where the spider roughly is and set that whole area on fire.
Yeah. So good. So good to burn. It's like, we got the spiders and we burnt down your house. So good luck, people.
Never going to have spiders again.
Not there anyway.
Not in this house. Because there isn't a house.
There isn't a house. Just all rubble and burnt up ashes. Yeah. Sad.
I do think, to be a little bit more serious, there isn't a whole lot of depth to this game. You find a spider, you kill it, rinse, repeat. Like, that's the game. It really is. I don't know that that's a bad thing, but it is worth noting. Like,
I mean, it's simple, right? I mean, the game just says what it is, right? Kill it with fire, ideally. And if not, kill it with whatever you instrument that you have on your hand.
Yeah. And speaking of instruments, the other thing that bothered me is that sometimes in the world, there are objects you can't interact with. Mm. And that gives me a real WTF moment where I'm like, I can interact with 90% of the elements here, but for some reason, I cannot open this car door, you know, or
yeah, that's true.
I can't open the shower, like, but I can do everything else. So if you could interact with less, it would be less jarring. But when you can interact with so much, it is weird when you can't
interact
with something.
That's fair.
Huh. Yeah. Do you have anything else negativo?
Not for me. I think I'm good. I think I'm good with the dislikes here, but let's talk about anything else that we, want to bring up about this game.
Well, I, unsurprisingly, as I was playing this first person experience, this game is like made for VR, right? Like, this game is such a VR game that it feels like, and it probably would be like as engrossing as it is in like regular, like, oh my goodness. Like,
imagine you're just like swinging your arms around trying to break stuff.
Yeah.
And then you break your actual house too while you're at it.
This is how you accidentally break your television, break your... Maybe that's why it's not in VR.
Maybe that's exactly why it's not on VR. But Casey, you should do it though, just for the hilarity of it.
It leans in heavy. It seems like an obvious fit.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I will also note that the game does have Xbox cloud saves, so you should be able to transfer your saves between your Xbox and PC. And according to how long to beat, this game takes about 4.5 hours to beat. Not a very long game.
No, it sounds bite-sized and digestible, just like I like it.
Just like those spiders. Ooh. Not, if you're into that.
Not in this country.
So, Tom, we got to find out. Are we going to keep playing it?
Well, Chris, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed my hour. And I made sure to save my game. Like, you have to finish the level to save the game.
Yep.
So I finished the level I was in so that I could save my progress. And that's usually a very good sign. I think it's fun to play in short bursts. And knowing that it's only 4.5 hours long, I think I may even try to finish this one.
Wow. Well done. I'm with you. I enjoyed my time with this game and the variety of ways that you can destroy these lovely arachnids, which, by the way, there are many types. It's not just like one type of spider.
Nope.
That I had to deal with. So, and destroying them was quite enjoyable. It was a hoot, as some people might say. Ooh. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna keep playing this game. And like you said, it's only 4.5 hours. I'm probably gonna finish it and say, check that off my list. Hey, I completed this game for this year.
Yeah, we could pat ourselves on the back and be like, we finished a game.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So those are our thoughts. Let us know what you think about this game. Follow and say hello on Twitter at TC1H1D or shoot us an email at TC1H1D@outlook.com. Check out our next streams on Twitch at twitch.tv/1H1D. And if you're watching this podcast on YouTube, send us a comment down below and we promise to read and respond. As always, Tom, 1H1D is part of the QTB network. And if wrestling is your thing, check out Double DQ Wrestling Podcast with Enzo and Biggs at quitthebuild.com/double and then the letters DQ.
Just like Dairy Queen.
Like Dairy Queen or disqualified. Maybe that's what it means.
I think it's ice cream.
It's ice cream. Okay, that's fair. But Tom, we're also pretty excited to announce that with our partnership with QTB, we're an affiliate partner now with Razer.
Woo!
Razer, yeah. With all those awesome accessories that they come out, especially with Xbox, because, you know, we do the Xbox stuff here. So if you guys want to use that, we have a link in our description. And go ahead and get your discount off of your order on Razer.com. So check them out and use that link. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Discounts. I love a discount.
Discounts are great. Discounts are good. But Tom.
Yes.
Shall we find out what we're playing next?
Oh, yeah. There's that important part of this process.
Yes, indeed.
Are you sure the 70th episode isn't the last episode of 1H1D?
Oh, well, it could be, but...
We got all the way to affiliate and just quit.
We're just a mic drum moment and then be out. Yeah, you know, Dave Chappelle did it. Why can't we do it?
It's true.
No, we can't do it. We can't do that because Xbox has given us many more games to play. So let's find out what we're playing next.
Would it be?
Battlefield Hardline.
A first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Not with spiders.
This is one. Not with spiders, but with cops and robbers.
I think it'll be less scary.
We should hope so. So yeah, Battlefield Hardline is going to be what we'll be playing next. This is an old game, I think, but should be interesting. Should be interesting. So yeah, thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks, everybody.